He joins us every Friday on this show. He is our great friend, Hanford Top Dog Dixon. First of all, Hanford, I hope you and your family had a great Thanksgiving.
Well, you know what, Vic? We did. Actually, as always, ate too much. And after I ate too much, you know, I used that old Southern term, you know, I was just like an old hog. laid around and watched football, which was very, very exciting yesterday. But we did have a good Thanksgiving, and I hope you and your family did too.
We absolutely did, and thank you so much. Let's talk about this Browns team. And I want to start, Hanford, with the secondary. And especially the idea that this group was so heavily penalized last week against the Cowboys. 7 flags flying in the secondary. And we can argue about the merit of some of those calls, but the bottom line is it's too many when you're talking about a total of 12 penalties on the team itself, but too much damage, and certainly there's no margin for this team to have to deal with that. And yet they did go to overtime against the Cowboys. But what is it for the secondary when you're dealing with that many penalties? What is it taking to avoid that?
Well, Vic, you know, again, you're right, and it was kind of sad watching it. I kind of felt sorry for the guys because, obviously, you know me. You know, that's what I, you know, that's what I did, played in the secondary. And then really for Shelton Brown, I felt bad because they were just constantly – going right after them, throwing the ball, and it was penalty after penalty. And, you know, when you're a football team like ours struggling, I mean, there's no way we can overcome something like that. And, Vic, it's just all goes back to techniques. I mean, you got to know, and you know the rules. I mean, those guys, when that ball is in the air, you have to get your head around, and you have to at least look at the quarterback, a turn around looking for the ball, because if you hook that guy or if you don't get your head around, I mean, 99% of the time they are going to call that flag on you. And we just got caught, and it hurt us. I mean, it really hurt us. I think the good news, though, this week, you know, we're, you know, I keep saying this about Baltimore and some other teams, but I really think that we're I'm jumping ahead, but I really think we're catching the Steelers at the right time, because they're hurting a little bit also, and especially at receivers, because they went out and they signed Plaxico Burroughs, a guy that hasn't played this year, and hopefully we're getting Joe Hayden back this week. I was hoping to get Patterson back, but hasn't practiced yet this week, but there's still hope for him. But I think we're getting a little healthy, not only in the secondary, but obviously as a football team. And this team is hungry. I mean, this team is hungry. So hopefully we can get it going this week.
Yeah, we are going to talk more about the Steelers, but you touched upon Joe Hayden, and getting him back to this team, to this secondary, is so huge, because we know the difference without him, 0-for-5 without Hayden. And the other thing was what we saw last week, what we just talked about, is a quarterback in Tony Romo targeting whoever else is out there, throwing the ball 50 times and not only getting for, you know, more than 300 yards of passing, but drawing those penalties. And I'm going to assume here that, and I don't think it's a big assumption or presumption, that Joe Hayden being back there is going to help curtail that as much as the, as you talk about, being mindful of where you are, right, and the fundamentals of avoiding the penalties.
Well, no question about it. I mean, obviously it's going to help us, but I think also, too, is when you look at the Steelers, it, you know, they go and it all starts with their quarterback and obviously Big Ben. And Big Ben is not going to play this week, and that's a blessing to us. You know, Ben, I don't wish you any bad luck, but I'm just so happy you're not playing in our game. And my understanding, we're probably going to get Charlie Batch, who's going to start at quarterback for them. And I, you know, nothing against Charlie, but I think that's a big, big plus for us.
Sure.
But still, I mean, they are the Steelers. I mean, you're talking about a football team, Vic, that you know as well as I do. 22 out of the last 24 times we've played them, they have won that battle. And that has got to change. I mean, again, we have them at home. We're catching them, I think, without some of their weapons. But overall, I mean, the fact is their defense is still the Steelers' defense and their top defense, yeah. And they're going to be there. But still, this is a game that we have to get, Vic, especially with some of the teams that's starting, that's going to come up that we can play that I think are beatable.
Yeah, it's a top-ranked defense overall, and it's the top-ranked defense against the pass and fourth against the run. So it's a formidable challenge, to say the least. Hanford Top Dog Dixon joins us in his usual spot here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanford, talking about defense, and you know, we can also talk about that matchup that the Browns offense has against the Steelers D, but I want to continue on with the Browns defense and seeing how this front performed last week and the expectation that just one game together with Ataba Rubin and Phil Taylor for the first time this year at the defensive tackle spot, just one game tells me how much better this thing should get this week and so forth, right? With each week that they're in there, combining with the young talent that's played so well, that's an exciting prospect.
Well, Vic, and that's why I think this game is going to be a low-scoring game. That's why I think this game is going to come down to the two defenses playing well and being able to create havoc and score on defense, because there's no question about the Steelers' defense. I mean, we know those guys are tough over there, and with their defensive coordinator LeBeau. But our defense is really, especially, and you hit on it up front. These guys are starting to play well, and they're healthy. They're all back together now, and that's a big plus. I mean, obviously, what they did last week, the harassment and the pressure that they put on the quarterback, I think it was 7 sacks.
Yep.
And now we have a guy, Charlie Batch, who's starting, and if we can put that kind of pressure on him, get guys in the secondary, talking about a Joe Hayden, talking about a T.J. Ward, make him Batch throw some to us, or even hit him, make him fumble, let's set up the offense, maybe try to make it a little bit easier for them, and what would be great, a score or two on defense, because it's about time for that. And I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I think it's going to come up to which defense play the best, and I think that's who's going to win this ball game.
Yeah, because Charlie Batch, the savvy veteran that he is, 15 years in this league, 37 years old, yet is still on this Steeler roster. And why?
Yeah.
Because he's smart, right? And
yeah.
And he's savvy. And but the thing is, I would say that if you're the Steelers, you're trying to prevent him from having to be in a position
right.
to carry it with his arm. So if you're the Browns, you cannot let that team run on you. You've got to make Charlie Batch try to win it with his arm.
Well, you really do, because you mentioned it. I mean, he's not still on this roster for nothing. I mean, the guy still can play. And he's smart enough to just take pretty much what the defense is giving him. And I don't think he's going to try to force anything. But I also believe that if we put some pressure on it, if we harass him enough and get after him, we can make him make some mistakes. And that's what I'm hoping we do defensively. And again, it all starts with us up front stopping the run, because if we don't let them get a running game going, you're exactly right, it's going to be on Charlie Batch to try to beat us with his arm, and that I don't think he can do.
That, me neither, and I'm hopeful that that's the case. I know it's a be careful what you wish for situation, because
right.
because to take, and that's the other thing, to take Batch lightly would be a crucial mistake. You can't do that. You can't go into this game thinking, well, it's not Ben Roethlisberger and it's not even the number two guy, Byron Leftwich. It's just Charlie Batch. But you've got to respect what he's able to do and what he knows, and he'll figure things out. I mean, that's why, like you said, 15, he's the smartest, I think the smartest of their quarterbacks. Well, I've talked with any number of people around the Steelers through the years that he's been there, and he's the guy that the defense loves because he always shows them the right thing, when in running like scout team.
Well, and just to piggyback on what you said, I mean, we definitely can't take him lightly or take this football team lightly, because Vic, they are still, we're hungry, but they're still a hungry football team. They're
oh,
still
yeah.
a football team that's in the hunt, the playoff hunt, and they know how crucial a ball game is this late in the season. And I don't care where we're playing them at, they are going to be ready, they're going to be prepared, and they're going to come out and play like this is the game that they need in order to make the playoffs.
Sure.
And that's what, you know, even though we have a lot of young players, they got to understand, even though we've only won two games, this still is an important game for us. So I'm looking for a slugfest, and again, I don't care what anybody say. I'm still going with our Brownies, and I'm picking us to win this one.
No, I'm with you on that, and I know there's a general groundswell feeling, I think, among a lot of Browns fans, especially, and even some those who are neutral observers that I've heard from, even through this holiday, saying, and I don't think they were saying that just because I'm with the Browns and to make me feel good, but here's the thing, Hanford. We talked about the Steeler defense, and I just wanted to get to this point too. Trent Richardson and running, I think running hard, obviously, and trying to overcome a lot in the way of pain. But of the last three games he had, that one against Dallas wasn't as strong as one he had in the two previous games. So I'd like to see him be the force that he was those two before. It won't be easy, obviously, against that defense, but I can see this offensive line of the Browns, needing to churn everything they can out of this running game. And then it's, again, with Brandon Whedon to come back and continue. He made, I think, improvement over the Baltimore game. It wasn't dramatic, but he was a little bit better. But now we want to see him take more strides. And this late stretch here, these final games, to see that duo really do their thing and make a difference for this Browns team and this Browns offense.
Well, Trent is a guy that really puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he's playing well, but he's still a rookie, and he's a guy that felt that he didn't play as well as he needed to play. He left some plays out on the field last week, and he came out publicly, and he just said, "Hey, this one is on me. I'm the one, because especially one run in particular, down on the goal line when he tried to jump over instead of him just, because he's a big, powerful back.
Right.
I mean, he said to himself, hey, why am I trying to jump over? Why didn't I just take this ball, put my head down? I only need a yard or two and just power it in there. But he put that one on himself, and I don't have a problem with that. But what Trent's going to understand this week, see, this AFC North is, and I'm sure he realized this, is a tough, tough division. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It is hard to run against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's going to find that out this week. It is a tough, tough football team. But I don't have a doubt. I'm not worried about Trent. He can weather this storm. He's going to pick up the tough yards because that's why we have him. But it is going to be a battle, and it always is against those Steelers. And everybody's just going to have to buckle up their chin straps because, you and I, this week, you and I, Vic, we may need each other. We may have to go out and play two plays. You play two, I can play two.
I'll play from a very safe distance. Yeah. But, Hanny, it was great, wonderful, as always, and enjoy it. And I look forward to talking with you again next week, my friend.
Hey, Vic, you got it. And do me a favor, that new little grandbaby of yours, you better give her a kiss, my friend.
I will give her one for you, absolutely.
Okay, woof, woof.
All right, Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.